Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven minutes after the hour, a doggone close to it on Monday, September 30th. Whoops, wait a minute. Oh, we're two-thirds of the way through the month of September. Today is the 20th, and so I don't want to throw away 10 days of your life, my life, and our future, as a matter of fact. Future, yes, let's do this. We can make this the future cast. Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria back on tomorrow. So there are so many things, as you might expect, that have occurred over the weekend. Things about the vaccine, things about the future of you and your family, to do, not to do, mandates. I guess I start with a reflection on what I have heard here in Massachusetts, because there is a mandate from the state, from the governor, that all of the employees in the state must get a shot in the next, well, by the, I think it's by the end of the month, or in the next few weeks. So as a result of that, 600 state troopers have said they're going to file for retirement. About 6,000 state employees in various departments have said they will file for early retirement or just quit. So I thought upon thinking that this, if it was to be the case everywhere, how many, in the case of police, especially, but public, you know, the water authority and whatever other authorities there are in the state that will lose good employees because of the mandate, what do you do? And there's, you know, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. The president says, yep, everybody, that's the only way we're going to get in front of this. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. And so if everybody's going to get vaccinated, I suppose that does put a dent, hopefully the end of the line for at least this kind of COVID. But 600 police?
It doesn't, though, because people are still, this is the thing that I think is so silly, because I think he's handled this in the wrong way. First, he caused people to, I think, take issue with the vaccine, because both he and Kamala Harris said they wouldn't take Donald Trump's
vaccine.
Yeah,
but he is the president.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he moves on, and when he becomes before and when he becomes president, he says, we're getting everybody to a 70% vaccination rate so that we can have herd immunity. Well, everybody is at a 70. The country is now at 70.
At least one shot.
At least having one shot.
Yeah.
And we are still not at a point of herd immunity. And now he continues to say that we're going to force
this. Well, what would you do if you were president?
Well, hang on, I'll get there. But one thing, and then he says,
taking a shot at him is just, you know.
Yeah, because I think it's he's going about it the wrong way. And so the last thing that he's saying now is that everybody has to get the vaccine so that we can end COVID. And here's the thing. People with the vaccine are still getting COVID. So.
Yeah.
I understand
that
it doesn't, no.
Huge numbers, not huge numbers.
You know, but still getting it, just not getting as sick if they weren't vaccinated.
And this is the point. He's saying it's going to go away when people are getting vaccinated. Yeah, it's better. But it's not ever going to go away. And this is why I think he's making some big mistakes. So what would I do? You asked me that question.
Yes.
What would I do is I would tell people, here's the reasons why you should get the vaccine. Make your own decision. I wouldn't do shutdowns. And I would focus on therapeutics, because there are therapeutics out there. What people are doing right now is, if you get COVID, especially if, God forbid, you're unvaccinated, they tell you to just stay home. They don't let you use the medical system. They don't tell you what to look for. They're not giving you any guidance. That's ridiculous. That's not helping anybody. So I would say, here's why you should get the vaccine. Please do it. It's going to lessen the severity of your symptoms if you do get it. Here's what happens if you get it. And by God, I wouldn't be punishing red states for handing out anticlonal antibody. What is it?
Monoclonal.
Monoclonal antibodies. It's too early in the morning. Those people are, this is one of the things that's helping people so much. When you get sick, you have somebody come, you get the injection of the antibodies, and people feel better immediately. Why wouldn't we be focusing more on this stuff?
I think those are good points. I think they're very good points. I'm going back to the immediacy of losing in one state 600 state troopers, or losing 6,000 state employees.
LA's going crazy right now. California's going crazy. They're suing the state.
Mm-hmm.
The Sheriff's Department, the LAPD, they've all filed lawsuits because of the mandates.
Yeah. Well, then there's this. There is an urgent preliminary report of something called yellow card dated. You know what that is?
No.
It's from England. It's a medicine consultancy, and they claim to be evidence-based. They have, and I'm sure you'll run and look this up. This disturbed me when I first read it because, a lot of people listen to us, and, we're going to get a lot of input from people who are interested in this one way or the other. So this particular report from the Healthcare Product Regulatory Agency in England says that the MHRA vaccines, I thought it was MN. What is it? What is the H?
mRNA.
mRNA. Vaccines are causing bleeding, clotting, immune system irregularities, neurological system irregularities, loss of sight, sound, speech, smell.
Well, I told you I know someone who lost his hearing from the Pfizer vaccine, so yeah. That would be...
So anyway, this particular report suggests that that it be stopped immediately. Now, I don't know what impact it's going to have in England. Here's another, and maybe this is just so much hooey, maybe, I don't know. But these sorts of things, when they spread around, cause people more concern, I guess. What are we really dealing with here? And there's a suggestion over the weekend that vaccines be available so that you can use it like salad dressing. Put vaccines on your salad instead of, put them. Yeah, there are people who are growing medicine-filled plants that will replace injections. So
that seems odd.
Yes, it does.
I mean, the vaccine is not made from, like, plants.
No, but... my point is that there are all kinds of different things relative to this keep popping up, and they give people more cause to wonder what's real, what isn't, what's good, what's bad. It's like, it's up or down, sideways, and I think that, there have been, Fauci always makes a round of the Sunday morning shows. And this weekend he's offering a timeline on the booster data, whether we get a booster
better?
Or not. What would make you feel
I think
better?
What would make people feel better is if it felt authentic and honest. If you came out and said, here's the vaccine, here's what we know it's going to do. It's going to lessen the symptoms of COVID. You're going to have a better chance against it if you get sick. This is what's it, but you could still get sick. And by the way, there might be some side effects, so take this into consideration. But the thing is that when they talk about the side effects here, they don't. They just sweep them under the rug. It's just everybody gets the vaccine or you're one of those nasty unvaccinated people. Mm. Just tell us what we can expect, because I think right
but
now...
But nobody agrees on that. Or not, I shouldn't say nobody. There are experts on one side that agree with certain things that are... said by certain authorities,
but
there are
enough
people that
don't. Who have had side effects where it's become a story, and that they just don't want you to hear it.
I don't know anybody
what are the side effects.
Side effects? Do you?
Yes,
I don't know. Anybody.
Just told you my doctor friend lost his hearing.
Yeah,
and your answer to it was, well, at least he didn't get COVID, and it's like, that's the thing. It's like, let's just deal with it. It's a pretty severe side effect that someone has.
But
had.
We keep fighting about this, and nothing. Is a competition.
But it's not even fighting.
We're fighting about everything
but
here,
for me,
and at
my,
some point,
my
there's got to be some resolve to this.
Yeah, my wish is that people would just come out and say, honestly, the vaccine is going to be better than it's not going to be to get it. The side effects could be this. If you experience this, this is what you should do. Instead, it's like it's become this war of like
well,
the vaccine's perfect
cheap.
Or it's not.
Yeah,
and it's like the
no
vaccine
perfection.
Is neither perfect or totally unperfect.
Imperfect.
I just wish we could be
last
honest
night,
about it.
The Emmys would not let anybody in to... It was in England, anyway. Why was it in England and not here? I didn't get that. Anybody know why they had the Emmys in England?
It was in England? I thought it was in L.A.
It was in L.A.
I thought it was in L.A. I thought it was London, it said on my screen.
No, I don't know where your screen came from.
My screen, yeah.
They were
a lot of people,
in Los Angeles.
A lot of winners were from London. That's for a lot of.
Well, The Crown was the best drama series, so maybe you got it that way. And
anyway,
the lead
they didn't
actor
let people in unless you could prove that you had a negative test or unless you had the card. You couldn't get in.
Well, that's the new rule for L.A. anyway, so that's consistent with where they were.
And so then there's here in Boston at Brigham and Women's Hospital, there was a proclamation from the lead doctor there that said that people who, for example, you go to the ballpark, go to the football game, whatever it is, that they shouldn't let people in that can't prove that they've either got immunity, they have had a test, or they've had the shots. So this is what people were saying earlier on. You're going to have that card with you wherever you go and show it to people to get on an airplane, to go to a ball game, to go to a concert, to go to the movies. I think that's what's happening. I think that takes its toll, although I do understand why people, want to. Jay, you haven't weighed in much here. Help yourself.
We also live in a very litigious country, so I'm sure a lot of businesses want to protect themselves that if somebody goes someplace and they're like, oh, hey, I got COVID there, I'm going to sue because they weren't taking additional precautions. I know when it comes to concerts, all of the venues are leaving it up to the artists. And they're like, we wash our hands of any acknowledgement. We are not responsible for anything. You as an artist, you take responsibility. So if you want the ticket holders to have to be vaccinated or show proof of a negative test, then that's on you. You don't want to make that necessary, then that's on you, too. So if anything goes wrong, it's on you. They're totally absolving their hands.
In some places, in California, we've had a lot of shows canceled because California is requiring vaccine no matter what. So, several shows. Luke Bryan, I think, is one of several shows have canceled because, I think, of that and maybe the numbers. I'm not sure exactly what the reasoning was. But, they've been stopping because, again, it's hard to know if you're going to fill up an arena if you have certain requirements. And people are taking, even in California, Blue State California, they take the mandates it's hard to swallow, I think, for a lot of people.
Yep, it is. A lot of this stuff is hard to swallow. You can hear the DJV program on demand and hear what's trending. Listen to the DJV the podcast every day. We do a different podcast. Most recent one focuses on how far it is till Christmas, among other things. So find it wherever you get your favorite podcast. You're going to hear the full program all day, every day at djvshow.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, it's clinically proven. We've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It is 23 after the hour here on the DJV Monday program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time for us to unpeel the onion here and find out what's going on. Social media preferences that people have. Who's following what's being said by whom? And first up in the hit parade is LeVar Burton. We'll find out what he says right after this person says something else.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Okay, so, I guess there are a lot of people who are yakking about the Emmys. Any surprises there? Ted Lasso won big, right? I've only seen a couple of episodes, but people seem to really like it. Then there's The Crown. And what's The Queen's Gambit? What was that?
It's a chess movie. It's a woman who's kind of like a protege. She's taught chess by somebody else. Oh. I'm not familiar with it. I haven't seen it. People loved it, and chess games flew off the shelves.
Yeah, through the
roof. People loved it.
Really?
When so is Jersey Shore getting nominated?
Mayor of Easttown.
Is there a reality category?
No, but God, I was watching all these shows, and my mom was like, she's like, it's weird. None of our shows have been nominated. I'm like, none of our shows have been nominated.
All
right. Reality show, Love Island.
The only popular, well, I suppose The Crown was popular, Ted Lasso popular, and maybe I'm considering it's popular because I know what it is or I've watched it. And Mayor of Easttown got 3 of the 4 acting categories. That was pretty interesting. Kate Winslet got the best lead actress. That's pretty much deserved, don't you think? We all seen Mayor of Easttown. Yeah.
I have not. So. I haven't seen it. I love Kate Winslet, though, so I would imagine if she was in it, it's probably good.
You'd enjoy it. All right, so, Jay, what's LeVar Burton talking about?
He is just saying that, you know what, he's out of the running for the Jeopardy hosting gig. He made it fully known that he wanted it back when he was still in the running and they were doing the guest hosting. He guest hosted Jeopardy from July 26th to the 30th. But when Maya Bialik...
wasn't very good at it. Didn't feel comfortable. Didn't look comfortable. He didn't look like he was comfortable.
He was still a fan favorite to the point where people, fans are still like, bring him back, bring him back. And then with Mike Richards firing, that leaves an open spot. Ken Jennings is filling in the interim. But LeVar Burton is like, you know what? I didn't want it after all. I think I liked competing for the job more than the thought of actually getting the job. Because when he didn't get the job, he wasn't hurt. He was just like, okay, well, what's next? And he said that so many opportunities have come his way as a result of not getting that gig. Like, things he could have never even dreamed up. And
like what?
He hasn't said yet. Huh. Still hush, hush. But
is he saying that?
No, I think we're going to see a lot from him coming up in the next year and a half. Yeah. And there's also a question of, is he going to be doing a different show? Didn't say whether or not it was a game show, if they were hosting
GMs. I just don't see him as a game show. That's my own. I don't see him as a game show host. He didn't have the energy. You know, you got to have a lot of energy. You got to, you know, Alex had a certain type of energy. And, yeah, everybody's comparing the next person in line to Alex. But Alex kind of made the show. And if you want to keep it going, I can't imagine what the ratings are like now, but they can't be what they were when Alex was hosting it.
Yeah, he was so iconic.
There's so many good, talented people around, and they just flub a dub with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Group has set its vision for hydrogen energy and a global energy society. On September 7th, the group presented its plan to popularize hydrogen by 2040 through the introduction of new technologies and mobile solutions in transportation and other industry sectors. The group is set to introduce a next-generation fuel cell system in 2023, with costs being lowered by more than 50% and power output doubled. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border has become a full-blown humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. Border Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We're working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
An estimated 13,000 Haitians have swarmed the U.S.-Mexico border since late last week. The FBI is reporting they have found the remains in Wyoming that is probably that of missing Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
The manhunt for boyfriend Brian Laundrie continues in Florida. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As President Biden went back on vacation over the weekend, many crises continue. One is the U.S. military drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in late August. The president claimed the strike killed ISIS-K terrorists, but the following investigation revealed 7 children and 3 civilian adults were killed. Former Secretary of State Republican Mike Pompeo on Fox News says politics is an ugly player in this scenario.
You could see the political pressure, and if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure and the departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military, and I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans, and we had a strike that clearly failed. It failed to deliver, to protect America, and killed civilians. This is just another piece of an evacuation that was driven by politics and not putting America first and America's national security.
It was the island's first volcanic eruption in 50 years. A volcanic eruption on the Spanish island of La Palma caused thousands to evacuate the area. No injuries were reported at this time. The island is one of Spain's Canary Islands, located off the coast of Africa. About 85,000 residents live on the island. Authorities plan to evacuate 5,000 to 10,000 people living in the area because of ash and lava from the eruption posed a threat to their safety. The blast happened on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Facing the reality of the day, facing Facebook. I saw a book once titled Facing Facebook. I don't know how many people feel that they have it. Well, there are a lot of people who hang on every word that's posted, right, Jay, on all these social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, every single way that we can approach the world, we do it on Facebook. I just use my Facebook page. I just posted a picture of my friend. We had dinner last night at one of the local hangouts here in Framingham, sort of a towny place called Bella Costa. And Tucker, the actor, is in town. Actually had the grand opening of the first cannabis shop yesterday. So he was here, and Charlie Sazitsky was running for mayor, and my dear friend Arthur White and his wife, Lorraine, who's been my lawyer for 43 years, we all decided we'd just have a quick bite. And those are the kinds of things that I think that we cherish. The more mature we are, perhaps the more we cherish, although I think all of us cherish good friends. Hopefully that's the case, because really and truly you can say you have good friends, but really, really, really good friends, you can usually count them on one hand. And I had just enough fingers on my hand.
So let me ask you, well, and I think that's true. I don't mean to diminish this because I think it's true. The older you get, the more good, solid friends you should have around you, right? When you're young, yeah, it's like everybody, oh, that's my friend, that's my friend. Right, and yeah, then all of a sudden, like, you start to kind of, like, pare down your list a little bit, right?
Yes.
And but congratulations.
Yeah, what about the
opening? So awesome.
What's the significance for you? Is because you didn't have anything to do with this one, Right? But
I mean,
it's about
this one,
the fact.
What?
Well, I mean, like, what is the significance of this dispensary?
The significance?
Is this your business or is it the first one to open in Massachusetts?
No, this is our business.
Oh, this is yours. Oh, well, then this is a congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's me. Yes, that one. Yeah, I went into this place. Actually, I probably should tell the story. So
yeah,
I've been watching it. This is a dispensary in Athol, Massachusetts, called The Boston Garden. Tucker was talking to somebody about names, and that came up for some reason or other, and they checked it, and it wasn't registered because they changed the name of the Boston Garden
in
about 15 minutes. So they grabbed it. And so now we will have three or four of these, and they'll all be called the Boston Garden. Others are being built in Cambridge and Newton and Somerville and places around in the greater Boston area. So anyway, Tucker and my son and I went into a MedMen in on Santa Monica Boulevard 2 years ago, because I wasn't around much last year. And it was really an eye-opener for me, because I don't know anything about that stuff, really. I've never smoked anything in my life, and I've never done any drugs. So I look around at this stuff, and certainly Tucker and my son were knowledgeable as to what was what. And it was kind of a sterile, it was just sterile. It wasn't inviting, it wasn't exciting, it was just there. But the place was loaded with people buying various paraphernalia and stuff. So anyway, we decided on this first place in Athol, actually a couple of years ago. It's taken a good long time to get it built out, get the permits and all that stuff. So I've been watching it every step of the way as it was being built. But I hadn't been in it since it was finished. So I went in there yesterday. I suppose there are some pictures around. You can go to thebostongarden.com if you're interested and look at what the ceremony was like and what the store is about. Anyway, looking at what was, and Victoria, by the way, joined us there. She and I and her husband, I love her husband, Lewis, a fabulous guy. We had dinner on Thursday night because she's on vacation. She came up here and she spent time in Boston. So I said, why don't you come by the opening, official opening of the store on your way out, because she was headed out to Western Mass. So they did. And they got to meet Tucker, and we were talking about the stuff that was in the store. And if you look at the things that are in the store, it kind of looks like you're going into, for me anyway, as I looked at the various things, it was like going into a jewelry store. All of the things that are laid out, it was very tastefully done, if I do say so myself. And all the information is up on board, on a computer or sort of a screen. And so you look at all of these things and look at the people, a lot of executives, younger people, people came out from Boston. It was just really kind of an interesting reality, frankly. It's a different world from what I'm used to, for sure. But it was kind of fun. And it was a beautiful, beautiful day. The weather here in New England has been great the last few days and will be great for another couple of days. So I stayed around for a while and said, okay, I got to go back and get on a tractor and mow some hay as opposed to grass. And that was how it went. Anyway, so it was kind of a fun stuff. Anyway, so Tucker came back and we had dinner and I posted that picture on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The business about, we were actually, one of the things at dinner we were talking about was vaccines, vaccination, that we all of us have been vaccinated, and wondering, we got into a discussion about how many more people will be sick because they didn't have the vaccine. I don't want to go back to this, but I did see something this morning that sort of underscores what happens if you're not vaccinated. Unvaccinated people are 11 times more likely to die from COVID than fully vaccinated people. So does that outweigh every other thing that is being said? Some people say it does. Some people say it doesn't. It has become the national pastime, and I don't like it, frankly. I don't like that it's overwhelmed us, and we're not doing anything. We're fighting with ourselves. We're not going after the Chinese who started this. We don't even know that, for all we know, they could be working on something else. What's the next big deal that they can use to cripple the world? And
did you hear the story over the weekend? This one didn't get much press. Remember how we were talking about how Fauci had several businesses or several amounts of money, like studies that were run out of that Wuhan lab, and he keeps denying it?
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Now more evidence came out that he actually has funded 60 projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And all of them
with our money?
Were linked with our money, were linked in conjunction with the Chinese military.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
So what do you need to know? I mean, what more is there?
Well, it's the yesterday on the farm, I bought some, I had some tires around, and I had a problem with a tire on a trailer. So I said to Sneaker, who's the one of the cooks and bottle washers of equipment on the farm, Sneaker, whose real name is Channing Smith III, but he's got big feet, so everybody calls him Sneaker. Yeah. So he was changing a tire, and he couldn't get the tire on this new tire that we had that was around, came from the tire shed, couldn't get it on the rim. So he said, because I wanted to get going with the trailer. He said, I can't get the tire on the rim. What do you mean? It says that it's a 16-inch tire and it's a 16-inch rim. What's the big deal? He said, I don't know, but I was looking at it and it says PRC on it, made in PRC. And he said, what does that mean? And I said, it means the People's Republic of China. So what they're doing now, because people don't know, like Sneaker, you don't know what the People's Republic of China, you don't know what PRC means.
Well, it would be sneaky if I saw it. I don't even know if it would, like, sink in for me.
So that's it. You see, that's the next thing in their sneaky way. People are getting wise. We had this conversation at dinner last night, and everybody at the table said we're doing as much as we can to avoid buying Chinese products. We look at the label. So now they've changed the labels. Some places don't even have, some products don't even have the label country of origin on it, or it'll say proudly engineered in America or some other nonsense. And so then now they are counting on people not knowing what the PRC is. So any of you who see something and you don't know where it comes from, but yet there's a PRC on there, know that that's China. It's the People's Republic of China. It's like, this is the United States of America. That's the People's Republic of China. And know that you're buying something made.
Not much
in
emphasis
China.
On the people, because the people.
No, the people have nothing to do with it.
From the government, just like we do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So here's another thing. There has been a proposal amongst farm groups and the National Farmers Union that we create an interest or have people understand what real pharmacies are. Pharmacy, where you go get drugs, is spelled PHARM. And pharmacies, as far as the farmers are concerned, is spelled PHARMACIE, pharmacies. Have you seen any of these in your neighborhood, your neck of the woods?
No. Uh-uh.
Yep.
I'd be interested.
No, yeah.
Yeah, pharmacies. There are people that are promoting fruits and vegetables, things that are grown on the farm in the normal, not unfertilized, but without commercial fertilizers. And this is part of the new pharmacy movement that treats fresh produce as a way to promote health, just like a pill it does, or a prescription. And so a lot of people understanding that eating this fresh food right away is really good. You get your nutrients from the tomatoes. You get your nutrients from if it's stuff that's coming from good soil. And so a lot of the family farmers, we'll be talking about this week on the American Family Farmer Show, which I do, and it airs a lot of same stations carry that program, and a lot of farm stations, and certainly online as a podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. But this will be one of the things that we're going to focus on because it has become quite a service. And the climate for it is a wonderful one down in Charlottesville, Virginia, that I just looked at. They have food deliveries as well. They have local food hubs in another community. Let's see, that's West Haven, which is a suburb. A lot of people just getting more and more conscious. So I thought the idea, it's sort of is it a double entendre? What is, pharmacies, farm-grown food, as a way to keep yourself healthy. Instead of eating all the processed foods that come from the big four manufacturers of food, they don't grow anything, they manufacture it. And that's been something that I've been trying to point out here recently. I think the pandemic has made hunger very visible. It certainly did last year, and to a point it will this year, with the costs of food going up like crazy. Are you spending your money buying good food, or are you? And it doesn't here doesn't make any difference whether it's a liberal state, conservative state. That's all that stuff is baloney. A lot of advocates for this as it becomes more public, and I thought we ought to be somebody who's sort of a social driver. Jay, do you have any of these down in your neck of the woods? What do you? You must have a lot of farmers markets down in Tennessee. A lot of great farms in Tennessee.
There's one farmer's market in Nashville that's not too bad. It has some pretty good stuff. There's a lot of the roadside farm kind of stuff where they'll have corn specifically or watermelon specifically, mm-hmm. fresh eggs.
Right, yeah.
Different things like that. We do have a place called The Pharmacy in East Nashville. It's a burger joint.
Oh, great.
Different.
Yeah.
Different, right?
The Rockefeller Foundation finds poor nutrition and diet cost $1 billion a year in America in health costs. $359 million from obesity and overweight, $604 million from food-related non-communicable diseases like cardiovascular disease, which is still the number one killer, and bad food creates cancer in your body as well, plus diabetes, all those sorts of things. So this is a focus on nutrition. And in the era of food insecurity, do we want to really take a stab? We got about a minute here at what food insecurity. It's just food insecurity refers to not having enough food, right?
Correct. Yeah, you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Yeah.
So how would it be if you went into your doctor and he or she handed you a prescription for fruits and vegetables?
Well, you know, imagine? So oftentimes, I think, yeah, I mean, there is more of an emphasis now, I think, in healthcare on weight loss and getting mm-hmm. healthy, but for everybody, because there are a lot of thin people that have pretty yucky diets, too. I mean,
yeah,
I think
that's true.
I think talking about a diet rich and maybe even more the Mediterranean style with fruits and vegetables and olive oil and all that stuff, that would be helping a lot of people get off of the prescription drugs, but mm-hmm. do they really want us off those prescription drugs?
Well, that's the thing. The drug companies sure don't.
Yeah.
And in league with all of this, you'll be happy to know that today is Pepperoni Pizza Day. Most popular
pizza.
Well,
hand me the drugs just for one more day. Cause
ever created, yeah, right. Give me a slice of pizza and a drug. Thank you very much. 48 after the hour.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program for Monday, the 20th of September. Yep, two-thirds of the way through the month. Amazing, isn't it? And spring and fall are at juxtapositions this week because it's the first day of fall. Later on, we have textbook Facebook info here. Victoria back tomorrow, so she'll do the Tech Talk stuff. I have a lot of questions about some of the things that I talked about last week that I didn't really understand. So we'll get that clarified. Anyway, Facebook over the weekend criticized a series of Wall Street Journal articles about the platform's negative effects on users. The series in the journal, based on info culled from internal Facebook documents and online employee discussions, reported that the company was aware of the ill effects, but it didn't do anything to correct them. The Wall Street Journal found that Facebook exempted millions of high-profile users from some or all of the rules, ignored research about Instagram's negative effects on teenage girls, and performed an algorithm which improved interaction on the platform that actually made users angrier. Then there's a lot of stuff that followed this. The blog post titled, "What the Wall Street Journal Got Wrong," the vice president at Facebook said, quote, "These are serious and complex issues, and it's absolutely legitimate for us to be held to account for how we deal with them, but these stories have contained deliberate mischaracterizations of what we are trying to do and conferred egregiously false motives to Facebook's leadership and employees." Bunk 'em. I'm with the Wall Street Journal on this one. Yeah, it's just, they're so damnable in the self-serving department. It's all about them. Everything is about them. And you say, well, I was just talking about what I posted on my own Facebook page this morning. I don't use it for the kinds of things that a lot of people do, spreading around a lot of information and just the things that people say about other people. Or they write because they're cowards. They wouldn't say it to their face. That's the kind of stuff. So should I pull the plug on my Facebook account? I don't know. I think about it seriously, and I bet you do too from time to time. Coming up, the landing of SpaceX after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Okay, let's get back to the focus on SpaceX. This is the... The four civilian astronauts are putting themselves up for interviews. First question, is this the best three-day weekend you ever had? Kind of like Weekend at Bernie's, right? The crew of the Inspiration 4 mission splashed down off the Florida coast about 7 o'clock last night, ran around the globe 50 times since they went up on Thursday. They got out of the spacecraft about an hour after it splashed down, recovery at sea. The mission commander, Jared Isaacman, tweeted, "That was a heck of a ride. First time a crew composed of private citizens had been launched into orbit. No professional astronauts on board." They went out a lot further. Remember when Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson or Jeff Bezos and his Blue Origin, they just went up and they came back down again. This was the real deal, staying up there. Isaacman was the bankroller of the trip. He's a former pilot and founder of a payment processing company. He offered three seats to three other people, and wow, what a ride it was. So I guess they consider themselves lucky, and they sure are. Up and down and all safe and well. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.